answer his questions and more.
Good evening to everyone. Welcome to A Step Beyond Time, and tonight we are very, very honored to have one of my special teachers since 1980, and this man is incredible. So I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Herbert Byerly and let him say a hello to you, and we'll make sure we have a lot of discussion tonight.
Good evening. It's a privilege to be here in Tucson to share ideas with the Reverend Pamela Wangler and her church and the wonderful organization that she has here, sharing with you on Steps Beyond.
Okay, and we want to welcome everybody that's on the internet across the country. We thank you for watching, and I like it when you call and tell me that you like the show. And we'd like to thank all of you in Tucson. Now, I'm going to share about the Stairway of Light, and it's at 337 East Grant Road. Our phone number is 520 area code 622-6163. Tomorrow our healing is at 9:30. Our church service is at 10:30, and we have a great treat for you tomorrow. Herb is going to be doing a lecture, and he's always a wonderful treat sharing his truth, and when you hear him tonight, you'll understand why. We will be taping at our church service tomorrow, because our next television show on the 12th of March, I will be in San Diego working, so I will not be available for that. So we will have a tape, but it will be a new show, and so Herb will be sharing a lot of his truth on that show. So everyone is welcome to tomorrow. Come join us and just feel the loving energy that we have here. Okay, I'd like to share that our psychic fair is next Saturday. I, and you've met Lori Hayes, a lot of you, she'll be there. John's going to be doing healings there on the psychic fair. We have Marvelyn and Lori Nichols, and we also have Reverend Ray, and he'll be doing tarot cards. So we have a wonderful cast of characters for you all. That's how I like to share that.
Sounds good.
Yes. This Monday we will be doing a message circle, trans message circle. Everybody's welcome. The first Monday in March we have Reverend Nora, and she's going to be doing basic astrology through the month of March. She's an incredible teacher, and we're so lucky to have this wonderful woman. Thursday, this coming Thursday, we're going to have Carol Smith, and she is in A Course in Miracles. She'll be taking the 12 steps as well as the 12 steps in A Course in Miracles. It's a six-week class. So everybody is welcome to all of these wonderful things that we're doing. If you're watching this on Monday, we're a rerun. So we get rerun twice. So you're on three times, and then we're going to do another three times with you, Herb.
Beautiful.
So everybody, again, you're welcome tomorrow to hear this incredible man. And we're definitely going to make sure we have him back. Only next time we'll have him on the show, and then we'll do some workshops. Okay? If you need healing, John is available. Most of you know John from him working here on the show with me. So if you'd like, you can call 622-6163. Lori Hayes is doing readings and counseling, psychic counseling, intuitive counseling. If you would like her, you can also call the church. I'm going to be gone until March 16th. As most of you know out there, San Diego is a wonderful place that I lived for 23 years, and I have a big clientele. So I'll be doing some workshops and things in San Diego. So I will be back the 16th. You're welcome to call for appointments, and I can put you in before I leave or when I get back. Okay, now we're ready, aren't we? We've had the most incredible weekend, Friday night, and today we did a workshop. So Herb, and this is Dr. Herbert Byerly, but we call him Herb. We're real personal after 24 years of being together. It's been a long time. It's been the most incredible journey anybody could ever have. So Dr. Byerly is Dean of the University of Healing. And so we're going to talk about that tonight, as well as what healing is, how he works with healing. And I have to tell you that I practice most of this, most of it, you know. Sometimes I fall off, but most of the time. So why don't you share a little bit about your background?
Well, as you were asking the question about my mother.
Yes, earlier.
Yeah. My mother was a Unity minister, and I studied in Silent Unity, and I studied at the School of Ministry at Religious Science, the Science of Mind. I was associate editor of the Science of Mind magazine for a number of years, and traveled all over in various areas, with working with churches and publishing newspapers and just having a great time. But all the time, I was running into the concept of healing. And in running into the concept of healing, it showed me that a lot of people still have the idea that they don't have to be whole and perfect, that they don't have to experience this wholeness. And because a lot of people have this feeling, they're not experiencing it. Now, how can people better experience wholeness and healing? People can better experience wholeness and healing by believing that they were born perfect, and that they will always be perfect, and only when you claim it will you experience it. Now, my experiences in many of my religious training and background has been always to a point. Everyone would say, you're like God, you're a bit of God, you're a little bit of God, you're a little bit of the divine.
A drop.
A drop, yes.
Yes, a drop, yes.
And is there any place where God is not? You can help me if you want, you know.
Oh,
is there any place where God is not?
Not, the whole universe is
can
one
anyone,
presence.
Can any religious organization, can any religious teacher, or can any philosopher ever say that there is some place in the universe where God is not? And
not
of course,
at all.
God created everything, is in everything, and is everything. And so, if God indeed is in us, if we are indeed God, then why is it that we ever experience illnesses? Why is it we ever experience anything that is going to make us feel unhappy or unhealthy or unfulfilled in any way? And the only reason we do that is when we forget who we are.
Right.
And if you forget that you're God, if you forget that you're divine, if you forget that you're whole and perfect, born in this absolute wholeness and perfection, then what happens to you? Well, what happens to you is that you begin to take on race consciousness. You know about race consciousness.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we get into that situation often.
You start taking on to race consciousness, and race consciousness says that you're going to be ill. Your body is limited. Your body doesn't have the capacity.
You're getting old, getting tired.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
I'm 25, too.
Yes.
And, you know, being 25 has a great responsibility.
Does it?
Yes, it does. Because when you're 25, you are so busy enjoying life, you're so busy having all of the activities that make your life just a great thrill for you, that, you know, you don't have time to be ill. You don't have time to experience ugliness. You know, I was saying to friends the other day, in this world are, what is it, 8 billion people now? 9 billion people.
6 billion just in China.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Right. So 8 or 9 billion people. Billion. And of that number of people, how many hospitals are there in the world? There's only maybe 0.001% of 1% of the people in the world as the number of hospitals. Teeny weeny little bit. Now, how many people are in those hospitals? Just another teeny-weeny little bit. Maybe 0.1%
right.
of people in the world that are in hospitals or enjoying hospitals. Now, let's ask another question. A lot of people don't go to hospitals when they're sick. Now, how many people in the entire world, population of 8 to 9 billion people, are sick or experience sickness at any one time? And again, we come back to the point of maybe 0.1%.
Have you been to the hospital in the last...
And what about it?
Well, I think that people go in and some of them don't come back out, and they're pretty healthy when they go in. It's not a...
Thank you. I have found when people go to hospitals today, the doctors are waking up and they're saying, okay, go home. The minute that they've had their operation, the minute that they are healing perfectly, they send them home. They don't keep them there for weeks and weeks at a time. And yes, it's true. Hospitals have disease germs in them, and people who go to hospitals, if their immunity is not strong, will pick up this disease germ and will have this as an experience in their life. And this is not to say hospitals are bad, my golly. Hospitals are wonderful.
Oh.
Doctors are wonderful. They do a fantastic job, a very necessary job. But it is very important for us to realize that we are the creator of our own world and our own body. In the March issue of the National Geographic magazine, they show an operation on this woman on her brain, and they're doing just beautiful things working on this operation, and they're showing how they could take the tumor out, and she's wide awake while they're doing this, and they can move around on the brain not to touch any of the areas which are her sight, her vision, her thinking, and so forth, and they ask her questions to make sure that they're not touching them. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic, you know.
And those doctors are God, too.
And they're guided by their divine inner
right.
self to do these things. Now, what is one of the best ways that people can enjoy healing in their life? People can go to healers who lay their hands on them and help them with awareness of the energy for wholeness. People can go to people who teach healing. And I like to do the program that Jesus taught. Jesus said, it's done unto you according to your belief. He said, he's working with these people. He was working with the blind people. He said, now, go to the River Shalom and wash your eyes and then come back here and you will be whole and perfect. And then he said, now, go and tell no one that you've been healed. Don't tell anyone. This is in the past. It is gone now. It's something that never need happen again. Now, don't tell anybody. And so they told people, and their blindness came back. This is what happens to us. We experience healing and wholeness many, many times in our life, many times.
Right.
And then we talk about it. And then we say, oh, my operation, you know, and all this and all that and all these terrible things that have happened to me. And by doing that, what are we doing? We're living in the past. And the only time there is now, right now, this second, this place, and this instant. And if we can live in the now, we won't have to have those experiences. Have you come to many of experiences like that yourself?
Oh, totally. I had a situation happen, as you know. We worked on my wake for like 20 years, 22 years Herb worked with me. And one day I met this wonderful doctor and this wonderful angel, and I feel fantastic today because of it. So I have had many of them.
The thing about Pamela here, Reverend Pamela, is she's a super lady. She's fantastic. She's brilliant in every way. But she could not mentally let go of her weight. And the moment came in her life when she could mentally let go of it, and the channel for letting go of it was made available to her.
Right.
Now, it happens to a lot of people through diet or liposuction or all the various things that they do. We're not recommending these techniques, but we're saying when the opportunity comes to you to
go
be
for
put
it.
Into balance by taking a pill, and I don't mean drugs, but of course everything is a drug really, but taking a doctor recommended pill to help you balance your system, or basically if you can take, rather than anything that is an outer thing, do a homeopathic type of thing where you are working with nature and working with your natural self to bring about the healing that you are. And of course, I don't teach homeopathism.
Right.
I don't teach that, the homeopathic activity. But I do teach spiritual healing. And I go around the world teaching spiritual healing. I go to every country in the world, and I speak to these people about the fact that they're whole and perfect. They're whole and perfect. They're whole and perfect. And when I do this, they have miracles that happen in their life, not because of something I do to them, but because they take this teaching, which Jesus started out with doing. I'm sure it was done long before he did, but they didn't have records of it that
right.
time. But he said, it's done unto us according to our belief. So change our belief and start saying, I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious.
Well, I teach
and it
my,
happens.
I teach my students in the morning when you wake up, God, I feel good. Clap your hands. Put the energy. Put the power. Know you're God.
You do that?
Oh, I've been doing that for 20 years. I love it.
Is that why you jump out of bed in the morning?
Yes.
Is that why you're always filled with energy?
Always.
I live in Capitol, California, where we have the University of Healing.
And let's talk about that a little bit, too. Yes, it's about time. We'll hear about that.
I'd segue into that.
Yes.
I live in Capitol, where we have the University of Healing, and we have a wonderful campus of 104 acres. And it's a correspondence university. People write to us from all over the world taking our courses to learn about how they can put the cause in motion for perfect healing and for perfect awareness of who they are. Now, this is great. Now, on campus, we have people coming who have had bad experiences. One woman came to campus and she was experiencing cancer. Mm-hmm. And she was really having a tough time of it. And I told her, if you will do everything I ask you to do and do it with all your heart and all your soul and all your being for the period of time you're here, for the month you're here,
right,
you can experience wholeness. Well, she worked at it, but then she fell into the trap. She felt sorry for herself. She wanted to have this and she wanted to have that. She wanted to have other goodies. And I said, don't do that. Don't do that. Stay with the program. Get up every day and go to the gym and work out. Take mm-hmm. your meditation walk. Take your time for introspection. Take your time for meditation. Take your time for looking into your own inner self and claiming the truth about yourself. Well, we had her at the very edge. And then it came near the end of her stay, and she started feeling sad. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, don't let that happen. You are the master. You are the one who puts the cause in motion and says that you're whole and perfect. You're the one who is doing this now. Are you going to do it? And she says, yes. And she went home, and she had the doctors check her to see whether the cancer was still there or not. It was gone. Now,
great.
You know, my part is just encouraging people to stay with the principle, to stay with the concept that they're whole and perfect, to stay with it, and they do it. And when they do it, miracles happen to them.
Well, I was out dancing and boogieing, you know.
Oh, yes, we
love to party down.
I tell you, you're a boogie girl.
Loving God means, and living God means being goddesses and having fun. Anyway, I got a little too wild and my leg went out, and I got mad at my leg. For 3 weeks, I'm mad at my leg. And so I did some introspection, and my leg says, she's mad at me. She's angry, and it wouldn't take care of anything. So I sat down, and it took me about 24 hours, and my leg was fine. We had a discussion, and we had a good heart-to-heart talk, me and my leg, and 3 days I was dancing again.
Now, along with that, how recently have you told your body that you love it?
Today.
Today?
Yes, I tell it every day.
And I'm asking the listeners out here, how recently, I know you did, but how recently have you told your body that you love it? How recently have you touched your body without touching and said, oh, you're a wonderful hand, oh, you're a wonderful arm, oh, you're a wonderful face, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, oh, I like you, I love you, I love you, and go over your whole body and just, don't touch it, but just let the energy of your hands and the energy of your body collide in this love fest, and your body just wakes up and becomes dynamic and powerful and forceful. It's really something exciting.
Isn't that outrageous?
If you can do that, I did that in a seminar in Monterey, and we had these people doing it for 6 solid days. Every morning when they woke up and every evening when they went to bed, they would give themselves this energy massage. And these people who were of every age you can imagine and every disposition of life thought that was the most exciting thing in their life.
Right.
The most exciting thing of their day. And I said to one of the ladies over the phone the other day, I said, are you still doing the energy massage? Oh, that's why I don't feel so good. I forgot. I forgot to tell my body I love it. I forgot to tell myself I like me. I forgot to say I like me, 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 I like me. And, you know, it sounds silly when you say that, but really that's what it's all about. We need to know that we like ourselves. Our bodies need to know that we like ourselves. Our spirit needs to know that we like ourselves.
At this time in my life, I love myself more than I've ever. I just think I am fantastic. I know I am.
I know.
Just love me.
Sitting next to you makes me realize that I am not next to an angel. I'm next to God.
Thank you.
and God is next to God. So how about that?
Well,
I know it may sound strange to you to hear these things, perhaps for the first time, but Jesus said, "You're God." The world says, "You're God." Everyone says, "You're responsible for your life. You're responsible for what happens in your world. You're responsible for anything that goes on in your life." And mm-hmm. who is responsible? God is responsible, because God is the creator, and we are that wonderful beingness.
Well, when
everywhere.
We're definitely going to make sure you're back, and we'll tell everybody so they can come in and learn how to know their God.
That's right.
In 1980, it was I met Herb, and he says, "You're God," and I'm thinking, "Oh my God, this man's nuts." Well, guess what? I love this nutcase. I think he's wonderful. Let's talk about the University of Healing.
The University of Healing is a correspondence college, and it is now 30 years old this year.
Right.
And we are recognized by the Secondary Division of Schools, the State of California. We are incorporated, been incorporated 30 years. And as I say, we have students all over. We have the course divided into three programs, the bachelor's course, the master's, and the doctorate. And mm-hmm. one takes the entire course and studies it, reading the textbook three times a day, the chapter, one chapter three times a day for a full week, and then you do the quiz and the outline. During that time, you are changing your entire thinking to what the chapter in the book is telling you. And the chapter in the book is telling you that you are good, you are beautiful, you are whole and perfect, you are divine. And it's the very thing that Jesus has been teaching, the very thing that the Buddha has been teaching,
right.
the very thing that Muhammad has been teaching, the very thing that all religious teachers have been teaching. Plus, it is the thing of philosophy.
Right.
Plato, Aristotle, and all of the later philosophers, they all teach the same thing.
Right.
Using different words, using different terms, but it's all the same thing. Man, know yourself, like yourself, live in yourself, and grow and be dynamic and forceful and get the most out of life.
Well, I'm still doing my chapter one. I've already got it done now and starting on my doctor's degree with Herb. And one of the things about the practitioner course is being ordained. I can work all over the world. Any place I need to go do a wedding in this country, I'm licensed to do that with that ministry.
We have maybe about 60 students right now in Nigeria, in Africa. We have many in Ghana, Africa.
And you're changing the world.
And in Guyana, in South America, I have about 30 ordained ministers down there and more students who are still working on it. And in Germany, we have a couple dozen. In Russia, we have about maybe 8 or 10 students. And
beautiful.
In the Ukraine and, in Germany. And in France and Italy. Oh, in Italy.
You got in Italy, didn't you?
Yes.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
when those doors open, I'll tell you.
Yeah. One woman, she operated a motion picture theater all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is promoting our courses in her theater.
Wonderful.
She is just fantastic. No. And then we've been at the Pyramid, and we have been with Madame Sudet, and working with her and the Egyptians on this course. And we've been in Australia, New Zealand, in the Philippines, and in Taiwan. And in Taiwan, we're working with a couple who are moving us into China. They want us to instantly take our program and have the Chinese have it in their universities and have be approved by the Chinese government, who said they wanted to pay for the courses for students who want to take it. And that's nice, except the books have to be translated into German. Then we have to have a Chinese student that we teach the philosophy so that they understand what the answers are supposed to be on the test, and so that they'll be able to work with the students and proctor their courses. And this is the only limiting thing that's working with me in China, but that'll come too. And then in England, we have several hospitals that have opened up to us and invited us to come over and teach our healing techniques to their medical doctors and to the clergy staff.
Mm-hmm.
We were in one hospital and they had 15 clergy staff.
Wow.
And the clergy staff said, we want Dr. Barley to come in and speak to us. And so we asked, I went in and spoke to them. And then it was like the, Inquisition.
Uh-huh.
All right, now we want you to talk to us. And so I said, fine, what do you want me to say? They said, tell us what you do.
I
told them what I did, and after 45 minutes, they just kept leading me on with, yes, that eagerness. And after 45 minutes, they said, when can you come back again and share with us these healing techniques?
Wonderful.
So that we can get them into our other hospitals. And I said, I'm glad to do it any time. But you see, this is what it's all about.
Right.
Now, I know that there's always people listening to this show who would like to check with us and ask questions. And if you ask me a question, you're going to say, Dr. Barley, how can I be healed of cancer? And I say, well, in the first place, I don't want to hear what your problem is. I only want to hear what it is that you want to experience. I want to experience wholeness in my life. And I say, all right, we'll work with you on that. So with that...
phone lines are open.
Ideal. That's the phone lines are open.
And I'm not going to be doing psychic readings tonight. That will be the next time that we're on live. We're going to have questions with Dr. Byerly tonight, okay? So you're welcome to call, some of you, and... Phil, I know you're probably listening tonight, and you'd have a great time asking a couple of questions, as well as some of the rest of you, Carrie, and all of you wonderful, beautiful beings out there. So the phone line's open. It's 629-0683. 629-0683. So address your questions to Herb tonight, and so... Oh, my, we're getting lit up already like a Christmas tree. So, well, no, I don't answer. They have to go through the boss, people. we have other gods back there. So, those gods
Beautiful.
Answer. Tell us about the ranch.
Well, we have 104 acres there, and we have miles of meditation paths weaving through the highlands of the mountain. It's at 1,500 feet up in the mountains. That's not really very high compared
Beautiful.
To around here, but it's lovely.
Oh,
and then
gorgeous.
We have six houses and six retreat cottages. And mm-hmm. in one of the houses, we have Swimex, which means you swim against the current, and a jacuzzi and exercise equipment. And every morning, all of our monks and all of our visitors go into the gymnasium and work out for an hour, enjoying it, and
mm-hmm.
then after they're done, then they go and spend about an hour for introspection,
mm-hmm.
listening to the divine within them and letting God within them talk to them. And then after they do that, then breakfast time. And
that sounds like a favorite time of the morning, doesn't it?
So everyone has breakfast, and then after breakfast we work on the projects for the university and do all the things that need to be done. And so when we have guests, we encourage them to participate in those activities. And some guests have no office skills or literary skills, and they merely work on the idea of helping to clean the ground yards and do those things. Now, this is a question that came in from Phil on line one.
Okay. Hi, Phil. Phil, how are you, dear heart?
How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just turned 70.
I know. So I'm going to open it up to Herb and you. How's that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Phil gives us the question, what can you do to heal me? And I say...
I take everything natural.
You take everything natural. Lovely.
I don't take my medication.
Very good. But the thing is, don't shy away from medication. That may well be what is beneficial to you.
No,
but
what
we teach is to have the right attitude of mind, to have the right thoughts in your mind as to who you are. Now, who are you? Are you a divine being or are you just a human being? And that's not bad to be just a human being.
I'm a spiritual being.
You're a spiritual being. If you are a spiritual being, then you will call upon your spiritual wholeness and experience that, right?
Right.
Okay, now the way you call upon your spiritual healing and wholeness is to speak your word, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Can you speak that with me now? I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Speak the truth, you know, and the truth shall set you free. If you say, I have illness, then that is your claim. If you say, I am whole and perfect, then that is your claim. I like to use this statement too, Phil. It's something that touches me very much. When I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That covers everything. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And when you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, you are saying to your spiritual self that it is whole and perfect, and that's exactly who and what you want to be. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
So practice that, and when I come back to town again someday, I'm sure you'll be listening then too, we can speak further, and you can call at that time and let us know that you are whole and perfect, and that you are independently wealthy, and that you are filled with many wonderful friends and relationships where you feel life is just worth living. And you know, Phil, from 1950 to now, the lifespan of people has increased 30 years. So really, you're just middle-aged now.
I know.
And so you have a long, beautiful lifespan ahead of you when you put the right cause in motion, right?
Yeah, not only that, my genius, my mother lives to be 97.
There you go. That's great.
My grandfather lives to be 95. That's in the genes.
That's right. You are putting the cause in motion, and you are experiencing it. And if you say it's in the genes, then you're saying some people who haven't got those genes aren't going to be healed. And the healing doesn't depend on that. The healing depends on your attitude, right?
Right.
Right. Well, thank you very much. You're a fantastic man. We appreciate your call.
Oh, he's wonderful. He always calls me. I love you, Phil.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye, love. I'll talk to you soon.
A pleasure to talk to you. Yes?
Okay. We have Jordan on line two. Hi, Jordan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. You asked me about my healing techniques.
Well, yeah, you were talking about when you were talking to your leg.
Yes.
I mean, how does that work exactly?
Well, the body is a temple of God. But the body is a God energy. Everything is divine. Everything is perfect. And when something goes wrong in my body that I have not been aware of, I go to the doctor, I find out what's going on, then I go home, I meditate, I do what Herb's talking about. I've been doing it for 25 years. That my body is fantastic. My body's 25. And years ago I went to the doctor, I've been telling my body I was 25 for quite a while, and the doctor said to me, your body's like a 25-year-old. I don't understand with you weighing 350 pounds. And so...
You said your body's 25. I'm 24 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know, but my body is starting to act like I'm more like 70 years old. You know, I'm having problems, to tell you the truth, in my love life particularly.
Well, can I talk about that at a later time, Jordan?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
So, he asked you, what are your healing techniques?
Well, I see people perfect and whole and divine. I get them in touch with the reality. If they come in and they give focus on depression, then I tell them then they need to look at the positive aspects. If they look at cancer, it's like what you name, you claim, you become.
That's right.
And so you don't name and claim it. You don't allow it to be your God, and you don't bow down to diseases. The doctor told me that it came back, one of my tests, that I had a cyst on a kidney, they thought, and I just said, fine.
You're whole and perfect.
I'm whole and perfect. 2 weeks later, my body was whole and perfect.
You're whole and perfect. You see, the thing is, if we allow ourselves, even as Pamela is talking about it here, if we allow ourselves to, for a moment, remember the past of our illness, then we fall into the trap.
Right.
And we want to stay away from even mentioning ever our own illnesses, because right. that doesn't help the people that we're working with, because they're calling us to know about wholeness, not to know about any illness we ever went through. Because just like you, I could name things that I've grown out of, and mm-hmm. that doesn't help people. I think this man that I mentioned earlier is really a fantastic guy. Do we have anybody waiting there?
Oh, they'll bring us a little piece of paper, and then we'll turn it on.
In Chicago, my student called and said she wanted me to talk to this gentleman who is dying of cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, yes.
And so I called him. He was in Detroit, Michigan. And I said, well, hi, John, how are you doing? And he said, what do you care? And I said, I hear you're dying of cirrhosis of the liver. Who told you that? And I said, well, your minister told me that and called me and asked me to call you. Well, who are you? And then I told him, and he said, oh. And I said, you know, I really called to tell you, I think you're one of the most noble men that I have ever met. You are choosing to die and leave your wife, who is the most lovely, beautiful woman that has ever walked the face of the earth. She is Miss Ebony, and she is fantastic. She's glorious. And you are willing to die and give her up to the many beautiful men who would enjoy having her as their wife. And she will make a selection. No, my wife would never do that. She'd never marry you. Don't kid yourself. If you want to stay around, she loves you. But when you're gone, she releases you. Till death do us part. Remember that bit, you know? Oh, yeah. And I said, and you know, your nobility continues because you have two beautiful teenage daughters who are just glorious. And whoever marries your wife is going to take credit for those girls for having raised them and brought them forth to the beautiful images that you did. And mm-hmm. you're not going to be around to enjoy how lovely they are. He says, he swore at me on the phone and hung up. And a couple of days later, well, actually, it was the next week, my minister in Chicago called and said, do you know what? And I said, what? She said, what did you say to him? And I said, I just told him what you told me. Well, he is now at home, whole and perfect. He has completely lost all of the sensitivity of the problem, and he's whole and perfect, and the cirrhosis of the liver is completely gone. The doctors have checked him through thoroughly. It's as though it was never there. And he is a perfect husband and a perfect father to his children. They love him. They think he's grand and glorious. It's good. But you see, this is what it is all about, when you take charge of your life by putting the cause in motion that you want. He had to be shaken to put the cause in motion because he was falling into his own trap. And we do that at times.
Yes. Well, we have another call. And, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your first name?
Len.
Hi, Lam. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. You have a question of Herb about being one with oneself.
Yes. My lover, Jordan, just called.
Okay.
Yes? I guess that, for some reason, was cut off.
Yeah.
What your question is, as the one, yeah, about being one with self. Now, this is a good question for all of us to take into mind. There is only one in the universe. There is only the divine creative cause that brought everything into being. And we are one as that divine creative cause. And whatever experience we have, if we have experiences in relationships, if we have an experience with our lover, if we have an experience with our wife, husband, children, or whomever we have in our world, whatever experiences we have, if we separate ourselves from them, detach ourselves from them, then we do not have a relationship, we do not have any working ground. But the moment we become one as them, and understand them, and love them, and realize they have a right to a life of their own, they have a right to think their thoughts, whatever they may be, they have a right to be themselves, and we can't order them around and never would want to,
right.
And they don't order us around, and we would never want that.
Right.
When we have this pure, beautiful, unconditional, loving relationship, wow, the doorways open up for us to experience a life that is so fantastic and so filled with peace and harmony and goodness. Now, I was on television in Duluth, Minnesota, and I was asked to speak with doctors, lawyers, ministers, priests, rabbi, every one of these people. And it was a great experience. We were speaking to young ladies who were about to be married. There are about 300 young ladies who in Duluth are about to be married. I mean, that's pretty good. And they came to this television show to ask any question they wanted of the people who were there. And so the girls asked, can I have premarital relationships? And should I tell my husband after I get married that I had them? And so the priests backed off on the question, the ministers backed off, the doctors backed off, the rabbi backed off, and the psychologist backed off. I've got the answer for you. Why should you tell anybody anything that you did before you had a relationship with him, before you made a promise to be true to them? Anything that you did is nobody's business as long as it stops there. If you're going to continue it after you get married and not tell them about things that you're doing, then you're being dishonest to your marital vow. And if you tell your husband anything that you've done before you get married, you feel guilty about it. And you feel very guilty about it. And so you want your husband to feel guilty with you. And this is something you don't want to do. You don't want to make someone else carry the guilt that you have for whatever you have done in your life. Let the past go and live in the present. And Lamp, if you would do that for yourself, you would find a lot of love that would come your way because you would be one with those people that you love.
And the other thing, if I can share, is whatever lifestyle you choose, know that you are God and that lifestyle is perfect and divine and wonderful and beautiful. Okay, we have Michael on line one. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic.
Excellent. I like to hear that on this Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right.
I had a question about the self-healing. I used to be a ladies' man, if I can say so, but I'm losing my hair, and I want to know, is there anything I could do? Because I'm a young guy, and, you know.
You're really 25, aren't you?
In the shower. What can I do? It hurt my love life.
Well, Michael, do you first love yourself?
I love myself very much. And almost on a nightly basis, I love myself.
If you love yourself, you cannot lose anything. And so,
my hair.
Now you listen, if you will. If you love yourself, you can't lose anything. Now, what you can say is, I have a perfect head of hair. And you say, well, that's not true. Well, if you are sick and you get well, one moment you were sick and the next moment you were well, and so when you're sick, you theoretically can't say you're well, but you can. Now, what you want to do is to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I have a perfect head of hair. I have the most beautiful hair that anyone could ever want. And keep having that as a conscious thought because you're planting that seed in your consciousness and you're bringing about that condition in your life. Now, you say, well, how long is it going to take? I had a little lady in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and she was 100 years old, and she wanted to live longer, and she, I asked her, I said, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm regrowing, see, I have no teeth right now except one, and every year I'm regrowing a tooth back, and I intend to live for the entire length of time it takes me to grow all my teeth back. Now, you don't have to grow your hair back one by one. You can, by having the right attitude of mind, if it really is important to you, and if it really is important to you, you will put into practice by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I have a perfect head of hair, I have a perfect head of hair, I like me, I like me, I like me, I have a perfect head of hair. And you will experience that, and that's no kidding. I can give you many illustrations on that if you like. I can go to my records and bring them out, but the fact is, it works. Put it to work.
Say, hey, listen to me. Let me tell you, I'm my biggest fan. I always say, I like me, I like me.
Fantastic.
It's the girls that say I don't like that hair.
Hey,
you know,
the girls don't dislike the fact that you don't have hair. The girls dislike the fact that you are unhappy because you don't have hair.
No, they told me it's because you don't have hair.
If they tell you that, then what they're selling to you is, I don't want to really tell you what I don't like about you, so I'll say something that doesn't really make too much difference, you know.
And go figure, I have hair on my back, hair on my chest, but none on my head.
Well, you put the cause in motion, and you'll have the hair on your chest, as well as on your back, as well as on your head.
And we got to say goodnight, Michael, because we only got 2 minutes, dear heart.
Thank you, I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful night, and I'm going to tell myself tonight that I love me.
Thank
great,
you.
Great. And I appreciate you saying that.
All right.
Good night.
Well, we had a wonderful evening.
How about that?
Yes. Remember the Stairway of Light Learning Center, 337 East Grant Road. Our healing is at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and our service starts at 10:30. And so Herb will be there as our guest. Again, we're going to tape at March the 12th. And so we also have our psychic fair next Saturday. We have 5 psychics, and John's going to be doing the healing, so you can come in and have a healing from John now. And so remember also, Monday night is the psychic trans channeling session. Nora's going to be coming in the 1st of March for basic astrology. Thursday, Carol Smith will be doing Course in Miracles. It's the first time we've taught that. It's a really powerful God thing too, isn't it? I haven't done that before, so that's new. Okay, if you want private sessions, you can call 622-6163. And Herb, if anybody wants to sign up for the University of Healing, they can call Herb at...
It's on the screen there. If it isn't, it will be in a minute. And if you just call Uni, if you've got the internet, call Pamela here. She is my agent here, and she will make sure that any request that you have gets to me, and I will be happy personally to send the course to you and get you going on it and get you going with all the details.
He also has incredible books. And the books say the same thing that he's saying here. You get into the books and you study like he tells you. Even if you don't take the course, just reading his books. And next time we'll talk about law of cause and effect. We didn't get to that tonight, but we'll definitely do that. Do you have your lecture for tomorrow? What are we talking about?
The lecture for tomorrow is the fundamentals of healing and how to use them today.
Great. So if you're interested and would love, come and join us tomorrow, and we'll be taping for our next show. So our next show will be on tape with Dr. Byerly again. So we won't have phone calls that night, and then John and I will be back the end of March, okay? We'll be live and in person.
And know that you've got the finest lady in the world here offering you the teachings that are without limit, without comparison anywhere.
I didn't tell you I went up the mountain twice, did I?
You did, and I think you're great.
Hey, we looked at the mountain, and I thought, oh, gosh. And my mind says, you can't do that. And I thought, I'm not even talking to my mind. I'm going to talk to God. So I went up the mountain twice, all the way to the top we made
it. And she's going to do it again.
Yeah, we're doing it again. Right.
Thank you for allowing us to be here. And for tuning in and sharing with us, as we are sharing with you, our infinite love.
And Herb, thank you so much for the wonderful journey that we've taken with our audience. God bless and peace be with you.
Love
Good
you.
Night, everyone. We love you.
There I am. Great.